Finally, my brothers, be glad
you are this morning. One of our distinguished professors, in the person of Dr. Patterson, who will come to you now and present our speaker, Dr. Patterson.
This morning we are to hear from the sixth West African student to attend this school. The first two were Reverend Stephen Akinleye and Reverend Alfred Otang, who came over for the 1962-63 session, followed the next year by the Reverend Samuel Amal, who was lost in a motor accident in Ghana not too long afterwards. Then Reverend and Mrs. Robinson Otair, who left here in the spring of 1967. And now we're very happy this year to have Reverend Austin Ayinde Dada as one of our fellow students. Though I did not have the privilege of personally teaching Brother Dada, I have had a long association with him and his church in Ariel, and have had the opportunity to come to know him personally and very appreciatively. He is a member of the great Yoruba tribe, one of the principal tribes of West Africa, and the tribe in which we have our strongest Baptist work. He was born in the city of Ilaro in the year 1930. For 22 years, we lived in the city of Ibadan, about 40 miles from the city of Ilaro, a lovely town set amidst the huge rainforest trees near the coast of Nigeria. And quite a number of times it was our privilege to be in the First Baptist Church of Ilaro, in which this young man grew up. He was educated first in the Baptist school, Ilaro, which we also came to personally know. And after that, in the Leshabi Commercial School in the city of Abeokuta, when we were still there at the Baptist Boys High School. After that, he went to the Nigerian Baptist Theological Seminary, from which he graduated with a certificate in theology in the year 1956, shortly after which he was located in Ghana, or the Gold Coast, as we used to call it. Now, he has served three churches in Ghana, his present church being the new Ofirikrim Church of Kumasi. Now, Kumasi is the city of the famous golden stool. It was there that around the year 1700, the golden stool was supposed to have been brought down from heaven by a famous medicine man, Osai, Anachi, onto the knees of the then king of that area, Osai Tutu. It was brought down gently on his knees, according to the legends surrounding it. And they made a medicine composed of the hairs, a few hairs from the king of each tribe, and some of the fingernail clippings, and rubbed the juice on the golden stool, and so it came to represent the spirit of the Ashanti people. Now, wars have been fought about this stool. It is perhaps the most famous single juju piece, if we wish to call it that, in the whole continent of Africa. Brother Dada and I personally know, I think we might call as friend, the Ashanti Hini, now on the throne, and who is the present custodian of this school, this stool. Now, Ghana is noted for its gold, some of the purest gold in the world. so that a British sovereign made of Ghana or Guinea gold is worth 21 shillings instead of only 20 shillings as sovereigns made from the gold of other parts of the world. It produces about one half of the world's cocoa. We of America spend around $100 million a year buying the cocoa of Ghana. Has some of the world's finest timber, beautiful mahogany and other kinds of timber. And it has some rich bauxite ore from which aluminum is made. Now, Brother Dada has served in this area for the past 12 years. Not only has he served these three churches, but for the last several years, he has been the Associate General Secretary of the Ghana Baptist Convention. And in the year 1965 at Miami, he was elected to the Executive Committee of the Baptist World Alliance. In this capacity, he went to Monrovia a few weeks ago to attend the executive committee meeting of the Baptist World Alliance, attended by Dr. and Mrs. Theodore Adams of our seminary family. Brother and Mrs. Dada have five children, and the wife and these children are at present in the city of Kumasi. The greatest joy of the missionary is to learn that the churches with which he has labored and the children whom he has tried to serve are walking in Christian truth. It is a deep personal pleasure this morning to have the opportunity of presenting to you my neighbor and friend and fellow worker in the great cause of Christ in West Africa.
It is my greatest pleasure this morning to stand in the chapel of the Southeastern Baptist Seminary to talk to you men and ladies of God, and to my professors too. If there is any school that means more to me as an African, Southeastern Seminary means the most to me. If there is any person that means much to me in my life, Dr. Patterson is my father. I was converted by his sermon during an Ikore. I could realize now the reason why we have a Thanksgiving in Nigeria and in Ghana in November, because I read in your calendar here that you have your Thanksgiving in November, which is just a transportation of the Thanksgiving idea of America to Africa. I very much like that inheritance. I'm a product of missions. I am happy to be here. This school has done much for me. Friends in this school, faculty in this school, may the grace of God continue to bless you. This school, I am grateful for what you do for our late Reverend Amor Samuel. This school produced ministers that meant much for us. Spurgeon says, "Not all that wear red coats are hunters." A product of this school, Reverend Harris Mobley, made us to know in Ghana that not all schools in America close their doors to a dark boy of my type. Shall we bow our heads down in just a minute and sing "All of Us Into My Heart"? Into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Into my heart, into my heart. Come into my heart. heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. The Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary is connected to Africa in many angles. Connected in that one of our faculties, Dr. Patterson, has labored relentlessly with zeal, with love to Africans and converted us and our parents to Christianity. It's related to Africa by the visit of Dr. Copeland to Ghana and present in the ordination of my late classmate, brother and friend, Samuel Amor, that his presence meant much and contributed to the spiritual aspect of the religion that day. Dr. Abrams is related to Africa by his zealous presidential reputations as the president of the Baptist World Alliance for many years, and for allowing the Baptist World Alliance to be held in Africa for the first time in history. We live in the world of changes. We live in the world where things change every time. Turning to history 100 or more years ago, we will be amazed of changes. Changes in government, changes in constitution, changes in policy, changes in church affairs and traditional aspects of spiritual movement. The Southern Baptist Convention has changed a lot from what it has been by sending missionaries to Africa. I tell you that the missionaries now in Africa, their attitudes towards Christianity is 100% different to the attitudes of Dr. Patterson towards Christianity when he was a missionary in Africa. I am happy that where Dr. Patterson lived in Abeokuta was formerly the den of idol worship. We call it Igboro. Oro is one of the Orishas, the pagan gods that no woman could see. But Dr. Patterson, due to his Christian manhood, fought tribal wars with us and conquered and planted Christ in our souls. We have a Yoruba word that in Yotoba Mavrosoke Guya Latino Baba Patterson. Yogmoe BHS Sonu. It says, any human being who will climb up to that hilltop where Dr. Patterson lives, we have to shake off his sinful mind, because he lives right at the top of the hill, that if you are not so strong, you just can't reach that place with evil mind. You've got to sit down and rest for some time, and before you get there, you become just peaceful, a Christian. Living with the mind of Christ. I am happy to be in America to study with you whites. My thought and thinking of Americans when I was in Nigeria was very nice, but when I arrived in Ghana, living with another band of missionaries, it's changed. I thank Philip Parker, my classmate, for making me to believe that an American doesn't go into his bed to sleep with a pistol in his sleeping jacket. My first weekend in the seminary campus was a lamentable one, for the first student that I talked to help me snubbed me. I went into my classroom, into my room, locked up myself, and starved for that day. I did not know where to buy food. But Jerry and Ralph Grove went in the absence of Parker Philip, knocked at my door, took me out, and fed me. A never-changing Christ. Before we can dialogue as pastors, we must have the Spirit of Christ. And what is the Spirit of God, of Christ? The mind makes a man. Action preaches to a person. A lot of Africans are converted by Dr. Patterson, by his relationship to them. He has his academic degrees, but he did not depend on Babylon. His relationship to Africans converted us. Africa is one of the greatest continents in the world, rich in gold, in diamond, in bauxite, but the poorest in all aspects, that the British people colonized us for a long time and took a lot of our wealth to enrich Britain. But they planted in us some few goods. We have a bell in the seminary campus which reminds us every time of rededication, to rededicate our lives anew, to be prepared for service, to have the Spirit of Christ. Christ does not change his attitudes towards love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not die, but have everlasting life. Not all that wear red coats, I say, are hunters. I went to Benson Baptist Church to preach yesterday on invitation by Mrs. Carol Moore and the pastor of that church, who was a product of this school. As I entered that church, I saw a white lady took her handbag and walked out. But the rest stood under the sermon. And why I was looking, it is because of my color. I was the first black man. I am the first African man to enter into that church, to sit where the pastor used to sit, and to bring the gospel of Jesus to the people. But I am happy. I was first afraid, but afterwards, I knew Christ. I was watching the pastor. I was watching the people. And they made me so happy. They made me feel at home. Christ has a Spirit of love, which never changes, which this institution stands for. Not all theological schools in America have the same opinion that Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary has. And that is the Spirit of open-mindedness, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of love, to preach the gospel to all people. I wonder, when Southern Baptist missionaries spend thousands of dollars sending dedicated men and women into Africa, into Asia, and when they return here, some of their minds are closed to these people that they send dollars to capture them from pagan ideas. I was in Spartanburg in August. I want a Coke, but I was refused. I said, man, you should be sick. I need to give you a therapy. I didn't know I would be studying under Dr. Moore to learn more of the therapies, of the social aspects, and to study under Professor Ebers of the means of dialogue, of love, of Christian character, and of compassion, which Christ had. He said, this is not your place. You jump out of my office. I said, you should be sick. If you are not sick, you wouldn't ask me to go out. He said, look here, I will draw you out. I said, man, I am a Baptist from Africa. He said, is that so? I said, I tell you, you are sick. I said, I'm a product of your dollar. I'm a product of your cooperative program. If you are not sick, you wouldn't ask me to go out. If you go to your church next Sunday, when the pastor announces to give offerings for cooperative programs for evangelism, never you give a dime. Because if you give it, more of Dr. Patterson's, of the Copelands, of the rest of our missionaries will go abroad again and win more of Africans, which will come here and give you headache. He said, all right, sit down for a boy, I will serve you. And he served me the coat and brought me a lot of candy. I said, oh, how much does it cost? He said, no, you are a Baptist. I need not to take money from you. I am surprised. He made me feel at home because of Christ-like attitudes. The man determines life. Christ Jesus, God sent him to us in human being. How do we know Christ? I was told by my professor in theology here that man lost the conscience of God, but the picture of Christ and the sense of mankind did not fall down. That man still has the image of Christ, even though he rejected him. That we are living in the age of grace upon grace of God. People in this world who don't love others are not realizing the grace of God. Amazing grace. How great is the grace of God. The mind of Christ is pure, without hatred. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 says, let this mind be in you richly, which is the mind of Christ. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. How many of us has that mind? I like the professors of Southeastern Seminary. They implant in me new zeal every day. But not all the students in Southeastern Seminary have the Spirit of Christ. I want us to emulate the spirits of our professors. I want us to watch them. I want us to follow them. I want us to follow their teachings. Character speaks more than voice. Progress in Nigeria is very, very, very good and rapid. Dr. Patterson trained one of our former politicians, Prime Minister, late Chief Akintola. He taught a lot of our statesmen, lawyers, engineers, by Christian character. But in Ghana, it is a different story. Harris Mobley, a product of this school, did not have much time to stay in Ghana because of the policy of the Southern Baptist Convention. The policy is no African is allowed to stay in the mission meeting. In the mission meeting where my father here, Dr. Father Patterson, founded in Nigeria, Africans are allowed to sit with them. But in Ghana, it is not true. Our convention in Ghana are two parallel lines which will never mix. It is not the fault of our missionaries over there. They are good Christian people. But they listen to the dictate of the Southern Baptist Foreign Mission Office in Richmond. which there is something wrong with that policy. I don't know whether it is in Ghana alone that we have that, but they don't have it in Nigeria where I was born. Politics cannot change the world. I'm happy I come to America at the time that election will take place. A lot of students used to ask me, Dada, if you happen to be given the opportunity to vote, whom will you vote for? I say, I will vote for Wallace. They say, why? Why should you vote for Wallace? I say, I like to vote for Wallace because the next meeting he steps into his office, he will give the decree that will bundle me out of America. If Wallace becomes the president, I will take the next plane back to Accra. Politics cannot change the standards of racial tensions in the world. Education alone cannot change hatred in the world, but the mind of Christ can change it. This institution can change the tensions in the world. This institution can change the wars in Vietnam. This institution can change the wars in Nigeria. This institution can change the wars in Egypt and Israel. Because we are here to pattern our lives towards Christ. Cyrene of Simon, when he saw Christ carrying the cross, he saw Jesus carrying all the sin of the world. He approached Jesus, can I help you? And Jesus gave the cross to him. Cyrene of Simon is from Libya, from north of Africa. I'm happy we have some sort of good from Africa. If God will create me again or reincarnate me, I wish you could paint me darker. Because the skin could withstand malaria. The skin could withstand punishment. If you slap me now, it wouldn't appear so much. But if you allow me to slap you, the trace of my fingers will appear on your skin. Because